Medicine, the Pharmacy and Poisons Board, PPB, has put in place measures to intensify pharmacovigilance, which is aimed at regulating the practice of pharmacies, manufacturers and traders in drugs and poisons for the public safety. Pharmacovigilance is the process and science of monitoring the safety of medicine and taking action to reduce the risks and increase the benefits of medicines. PPB Product Safety Deputy Director Dr. Anthony Torowicz said that the purpose of post-market surveillance, PMS, is to ensure continued safety, efficacy and quality of medical products throughout their life cycle. Speaking in Nairobi on Wednesday during a media sensitization workshop, Torowicz highlighted the benefits of post-market surveillance, which include maintaining and increasing public confidence and trust in healthcare delivery, protection of patient safety through reduction of adverse reactions, ADRs, enhancing cost effectiveness, improving clinical outcomes, prevention of the development resistance, and maintaining treatment regimen or guidelines. Substandard medicines, also called out of specification, are authorized medical products that fail to meet either their standards or specification or both. The characteristics include reduced stability and bioavailability, presence of impurities, psychochemical products, defect characteristics, and reduced or increased content of the active ingredient, he said. Torowicz noted that the factors affecting falsified medicines included inadequate enforcement of laws and regulations, high demand supply, high price of medicine, inadequate collaboration, online pharmacy and unregulated websites, and lack of regulation by exporting countries and within trade zones. Falsified medicines can be identified by examining packaging, spelling mistakes, or grammatical errors, checking manufacturer and expiry dates and ensuring details in outer packaging matches those in the inner packaging, ensuring medicine looks correct, not discolored, degraded or has no unusual smell, he revealed. PPB member Drive Martha Mandale said that they regulate health products and technologies in order to protect public health, ensure access to safe, effective, quality health products and maintain confidence. She said that the system of the National Pharmacovigilance in Kenya is the National Reporting System with Reporting Tools WH, the National Database System for Collating and Managing Reports, and the National Safety Advisory Committee comprises the National Vaccine Safety and Advisory Committee, NVSAC, and Pharmacovigilance Expert Review and Advisory Committee, PERAC, she explained. Mandale acknowledged that during the monitoring of the safety of medicine lifecycle, PPB firstly tests the drug on animals where they do dose and toxicity level on which they later confirm on safety and whether the medicine works on people to over 3,000 patients, after which the NRA approves the medicine for use. She stated that safety monitoring is done in order to identify any new or changing risk as quickly as possible and take action, while adding that all medicines have benefits and risks, and during the approval, the evidence comes from clinical trials which, after approval, the medicine is used in real conditions by larger population. Mandale said that upon having a side effect or adverse events which can only occur with vaccines and medical devices such as needle, a person is required to report via mobile phones, USSD code *271#, MPVERS app and electronic reporting system 2, PVERS2, and thereafter, all reports are only processed by the pharmacovigilance offices in complete confidence. While highlighting the roles of the public, a pharmacovigilance specialist at Pharmacy and Poisons Board Dr. Pamela Nambua said that a person on any medication should take the medicine prescribed by the doctor, report the side effects of the medicine including no effect to PPB through the report channels, and immediately seek medical attention at the nearest health facility if any undesired effect is observed. She also highlighted the role of PPB, which includes conducting audits and inspection of the pharmaceutical industry, advocacy, training and education on pharmacovigilance-related issues, providing feedback to the stakeholders on reported events through quarterly PV summaries, collecting, accessing, analyzing, identifying signals and communicating safety information related to HTPs authorized by the board. Additionally, she said that the role of media in enhancing patient safety is to address public concern, fears, misconception, and to alleviate anxiety and build confidence in the healthcare system and advocate on the healthcare accountability, among others. Healthcare providers should report all suspected adverse events to the board and detect appropriate clinical management and treatment of patients presenting with adverse reactions, among others, Dr. Nambua noted.